D-Day has arrived, and as we process the formal installation of our dear leader Biden from a fortress city wrapped in razor-wired fences and surrounded by a sea of tens of thousands of troops, it's important to note that, in practice, Marxists love building walls. They love military power. They love razor wire, barricades, checkpoints, and all the rest. Why? Because they love control, and control requires force. They love compelling people to obey. They love imposed conformity, which is why they love walls that keep freedom-loving people in their place. So where's the silver lining in this? What positives are we supposed to take from the literal seizure of power by open Marxists in Washington, D.C.? Clarity. Clarity is the beautiful, powerful thing that we're getting right now. Clarity that we didn't want, but we desperately needed. The Marxist police state that's been building for decades under Republican and Democrat guidance is now beginning to clearly emerge into full view. And this emergence will give many the clarity that they need to finally ditch the Republican and Democrat propaganda and public school inspired worship of the state. As we the people finally begin to wake up from the state-sponsored fog that we've been swimming in for longer than I've been alive, good things, major good things, finally become possible. Making the state into God in practice has been our problem. Republicans, Democrats, and even MAGA have each been built explicitly on appeals to pride, rejection of repentance, and a complete refusal to submit to Christ as King in practice in every area of life. That's why we have the Marxist takeover that we're witnessing now, with its walls, razor wire, checkpoints, and forced compliance with an utterly insane worldview. Maybe now, thanks to literal walls being built to keep we the people out of the way, we will finally wake up, abandon our pride, and realize that apart from calling out to the Lord on His terms and submitting to His Son as King in political practice, this land cannot and should not be saved. Maybe now we'll stop being suckers for phony appeals to Jesus as a prop for approaches to life, liberty, and government that are openly at war with His crystal clear word on those very subjects. That sort of an awakening would change everything. That would bring victory. It would bring true peace, prosperity, and security to the land, one Christ-honoring, Christ-obeying step at a time. And that is the key. We have to honor the Lord. We have to revere Jesus as King in practice. We cannot keep using His name, making vague appeals to God, while demonstrating that not only do we have no interest in what He's said in detail as to how things like civil government ought to be run, but we desperately want to do things our own way and just sort of tack His name on at the end. That is the kind of thing that if Jesus actually is Lord, if He actually is King, and I would advise anyone listening to this, read Psalm 2. If you want to get a sense of who Jesus is and what His relationship is with America right now, it's right there in Psalm 2. If we truly love Him, we will obey Him. And if we are going to claim His name and attach it to movements like MAGA or the Republican Party or conservatism, if we're going to use His name, attach it to those things, and ignore what He has commanded us to do, then we are begging for the judgment of God, a judgment that is falling on us right now with much worse to come. So hopefully, and this is not an uncommon thing in history and in scripture, we see clearly that God will raise up enemies in order to discipline and chastise His people. And I hope and pray that with what we're seeing now, what we're seeing happening in D.C., our eyes might finally be opened. We might have been disciplined enough to realize all these things we've been trying to do on our own power through pride and rejection of repentance, they're only leading us deeper into darkness. And so in this sense, the walls that the Marxists are building, the things they're about to do, they've announced they're going to do, and what we're going to witness over the coming weeks and months, hopefully the Lord will graciously use that to finally open our eyes, inspire us to repent and submit to Him on His terms, so that we and our land might be saved. If this perspective gives you hope, as it should, please like and share this video and subscribe to the channel. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section too. All of these things help the channel grow. To get connected with me on all the new social media platforms we're building on, please go to hellraiserreport.com. find me on all of the platforms that are listed right there at the homepage. Thanks.